iBridge Audio presents Good Strategy, Bad Strategy, The Difference, and Why It Matters, by Richard Rummold. Read by Sean Renette. Copyright 2011 by Richard Rummold. Recording copyright 2011, iBridge Company. Recorded by arrangement with Crown Business, an imprint of Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., New York. Introduction. Overwhelming Obstacles. In 1805, England had a problem. Napoleon had conquered big chunks of Europe and planned the invasion of England. But to cross the Channel, he needed to wrest control of the sea away from the English. Off the southwest coast of Spain, the French and Spanish combined fleet of 33 ships met the smaller British fleet of 27 ships. The well-developed tactics of the day were for the two opposing fleets to each stay in line, firing broadsides at each other. But British Admiral Lord Nelson had a strategic insight. He broke the British fleet into two columns and drove them at the Franco-Spanish fleet, hitting their line perpendicularly. The lead British ships took a great risk, but Nelson judged that the less trained Franco-Spanish gunners would not be able to compensate for the heavy swell that day. At the end of the Battle of Trafalgar, the French and Spanish lost 22 ships, two-thirds of their fleet. The British lost none. Nelson was mortally wounded, becoming, in death, Britain's greatest naval hero. Britain's naval dominance was ensured and remained unsurpassed for a century and a half. Nelson's challenge was that he was outnumbered. His